Good day. It's Moni Uncut. How are you doing today? I hope you're having a wonderful day. Right now it's 2:58 on the East Coast on the 17th of November. Time has come, time has gone, and it will continue to do that forevermore. So, what the fuck are you doing with your life? That's what I'm saying to myself. Like, there are things that I have to do. And sometimes after doing the things that I need to do, I'm so, like, tired. Like, I'm just worn out. And I don't feel like doing the things that that I need to do. Wait a minute. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, you do the things that you gotta do to survive. You know, the regular bills, shit, and everything. Then you wanna do, like, your creative thing. Like, I realize that I'm just scared to work while I'm super tired. That's what I'm scared to do. I don't wanna, like, do anything half-ass. So, when I'm super tired, like, I'll decide, okay, well, I'm gonna do something, and if it's not working out, then I'm gonna go to bed. But that's not how life works at all. So I need to get back in the routine of even when I don't feel like it, because I mean, I do it, but I don't do it enough. Even when I don't feel like it, make it happen. So today, like, I knew I needed to do some certain things, like I needed to mail out some stuff, blah, 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 do some stuff. But I also said, I have been having music on my mind for a while. It's been kind of hard for me since my cousin died, because our music connection was just, it was there. Every time I created something, like, I was able to send it to him, get some feedback, blah, blah, blah. So it was inspirational. So the last time I created something was right after he died, and I created like a couple of like pieces. But it's like, I haven't been able to really, I don't know, I haven't wanted to, I haven't like made the time to really create. But today, I was like, I need to do this. So I did it. Yeah, I did it. So I hope you get out here and do some of the things that you need to do and that you have to do. Like, of course, you gotta always get out here and make the money, but you also, you really need to get out here and do something that uplifts who you are as a human being. Like, I'm a creative. I have to feel accomplished or feel good and motivated and energetic, even when I don't feel like it, there are certain things that I have to do. Working out and being healthy is like priority, is top priority, because if I don't feel good, I'm not going to want to do anything. Being tired is okay. I can work through the tiredness, but not feeling good, that's not good. So working out is a must. So I've been doing my stretches every day. And I realize that that's actually giving me energy and just actually makes me damn sore. Like I'm actually working out. So exercising and doing whatever it is that you need to do that fulfills you. So I have a combination of things. As long as I'm being creative, I'm feeling accomplished. Like I just created like a piece of a song. I didn't finish it. Not yet, because I was playing with the mixing. Since I can't have my cousin mix any of my songs, I'm playing with mixing. I got some tips from one of the producers that has been a friend for years, and he gave me some tips that I was playing with. Helped me to create a template, which I have that I tweak for every song. So, like, and now this new song, I'm playing with it. So I think I'm gonna put out a snippet of it. A I think I am, because it just, I don't know. I need to start putting out here, because people don't really know I do music at all. People are like, yeah, okay. No, but it's something that makes me feel good. It's something that, I mean, I have music on Spotify. Nobody knows I have music on Spotify. Nobody knows that I have, like, the podcast, really. Nobody knows the things that I do because I don't post it. So I have to do better with letting people know exactly what I do so they can get fulfillment from it. Because, like, this is what I do to bless people. Like, you know, imagine, like, if we didn't have music, period. Michael Jackson's, he didn't do what he did, and Prince and Beyonce and Whitney Houston. I mean, even though some of them, you know, are no longer here, music inspires people, makes people feel good. James Brown, I know people will get me for this, but even R. Kelly, he's a musical genius. So, but if they would have not gotten into the studio and actually created something that inspired other artists to become who they become, like H-Town, and then like the people who've come off of the R&B, Tank and Brian McKnight, like all of these different artists, even like Missy Elliott and just everybody. So I just encourage people to do what you need to do, because you never know whose life you're inspiring. Being creative, it helps you get out of a sunken place. Sometimes it just gives you an outlet. And that's necessary for me with all the things that I've been through and the type of person I am. I have to have an outlet. And this is my outlet. I don't have to have people around me all the time. I can be by myself. I can feel alone and write and have my time and space and create and sit here and paint dots and scales on a bottle for hours, and that'll just be something that I do. But everybody doesn't work like that. I guess they, you know, y'all gotta find whatever works for you. Y'all, everybody can't paint dots on a goddamn bottle for 7 hours or burn wood for 5 hours or whatever, because I've done that before. I did that. That was interesting. But just be who you are and allow your gift to make room for you. And that's what I'm trying to do, like more focused on being who I am, not doing what just to make do for bills, but actually exceeding. Eric Thomas that put out this video that I had reposted the other day, like, your gifts will make room for you. So it's like saying, don't chase money. Like, a lot of people, we chase money because we got to pay the bills, and we, you know, but if you do the gifts that God has given you to do, money will come. And that's what I'm trying to learn to balance now, because it seems hard, because like you got to feel like, well, I don't want to ask nobody for nothing, so I got to make sure that I hustle and I do, you know, everything that I need to do as far as work to pay just, you know, the regular bills. But I want to make time for my artwork, and I want to do this and do that. So, you know, it's a balancing act. But if you just continue to spend the time that you need to do to work, the time that you need to do to be creative or whatever, then you'll get it. It's not easy. It's not fucking easy. And most people do not want to do it. They say, fuck all of that shit. But if you just take the time and do it, like, eventually your day will come, because I know my time is coming. God ain't giving me all this stuff for no reason. I'm trying to tell you. I ain't got all this talent for no reason. There's a reason behind it. And it's for people to see. So I'm going to let my light so shine. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Let your light so shine so people can see your good works. Hallelujah. All right. I got to get to doing stuff. I hope y'all have a great night, great day, great week, great month, great rest of your year. Be easy, love yourself, look in the mirror, tell yourself you're beautiful, sexy, amazing, confident. You can do it. You are who God has created you to be, and you will do everything that God has created you to do, and you don't have limits and things that come and keep you from doing what you need to. You do the shit, and keep doing the shit. Be who you're supposed to be, okay? Like, that is like the number one thing that I have to like overemphasize. Be who you are. Be who you're supposed to be, and allow God to work those gifts inside of you to transform who you are and the world around you. Hope y'all have a great day. Oh, yeah, Moni.com, M-I-O-U-X-N-I-E. I have new stuff coming and sales going on right now. Some ornaments are $10 and I've already sold some, so yeah. Hope y'all have a great day. It's Moni.